Welcome to Between the Lines, where we explore the rich tapestry of the Bible's teachings and revelations with your hosts, David and Jonathan. Thanks for joining us on WVFF 97.7 FM as we seek to understand the deeper meanings behind the verses and discover the love of Christ and hope of his salvation. Without further ado, our hosts, David and Jonathan.
All right, you're here for a second installment of Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible with Dave and Jonathan. We started with the beginning of the Bible in Jeremiah 4, believe it or not. We went to Genesis. We're currently in Genesis 6, and we're going to head out from there. If you're just joining us, just Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. It came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet this his days shall be 120 years. This is the first reduction of the linear time of man. Before the flood, you know, it was around 1,000 years. Well, before the fall out of the garden, it was infinite. Man was never made to die. And when God said, if you, the day you sin, the day you eat of the tree of good and evil, you will surely die. So it wasn't that day that he would die, but it began the lineal decrease of man's lifetime. And we see that Methuselah lived 900 and some years, and the other ones died off shortly before that. But now God has reduced things to 120 years, and this is right before the flood. A second ago, right before the flood, because God also makes another reduction later. But let's go back and let's read this again. It came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God, it's been a lot of talk about that. And who are the sons of God? And mainline Christianity has entered into the sons of God being the lines of Seth. And I don't know how they've come to that. Yeah. Because, you know, Cain killed Abel. Seth was Adam's second born in his image. And we discussed that in version one. In his image, the Bible specifically says, because there's a reason, go back to version one, go back to our first installment of Between the Lines, and you'll understand why the Bible specifically said this child actually looked like Adam. So we got the lines of Seth now, and we got the lines of Cain. The lines of Cain are corrupted immediately, and go to first installment and it'll tell you why. But you can read even in the lineage of Cain how corrupted they are, because they immediately began to take wives, began to multiple wives. I mean, as soon as they were of breeding age, they began, and you see that Adam's line did not do that. Some waiting as long as 500 years before they procreated. The lust and the temptation was ingrained inside them. You know, the seed of the serpent, God says, I will put enmity between your seed, referring to the serpent, and her seed, referring to Eve. So there are two lines in this world. We're looking at them. It's Cain, and now the lines of Seth. Well, mainline Christianity has said that right here in chapter 6, verse 2, the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Now, let's say it's mainline Christianity that says the sons of God are the sons of Seth. Why, and who are these daughters? Are they also, the mainline Christianity says the sons of God saw the daughters of men, and they were fair. So, and they're calling these daughters of men the daughters of Cain. What was wrong with the daughters of Seth? Were they not good to look at?
Right.
Big old fat things, or what? Why are they only looking to the daughters of Cain? Were they hoochie mamas or something?
That's
They're
it.
Really tantalizing. But no, let's go to Job 1, and let's take a look and find out who these sons of God are. Chapter 1, verse 6. Job chapter 1, verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. There is no question who the sons of God referred to in this Bible are. The angelic hosts. And, you know, and we even go as far as the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ. Begotten meaning specially made for a singular purpose.
On earth.
Salvation on earth. Yes. But read it one more time. Job chapter 1 verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And I guarantee you, none of the sons of Cain were in that group. Angelic beings. So let's go back to Genesis chapter 6 again. It came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. Now these are daughters from both lines, Cain's lines and Seth's lines. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men. I'm going to read that in a different way. The angelic beings saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years, reduced from around 1,000. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God, when the angelic beings came in unto the daughters of men, when the angelic beings mated with the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. The same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. There's also, this gets even more convoluted. They not only did it with the daughters of men, they combined themselves with animals and all sorts of things. The animal kingdom has a fall here also. Not only the kingdom of men, the animal kingdom also. All of those things that you see from Greek mythology, they were rampant here. I mean, these creatures...
The centaurs and all that.
Yes, creatures had... They came and they created all sorts of magical creatures. Mm-hmm. They created giants. I mean, incredibly... Mm-hmm. Some as tall as 18 feet tall. Pull a pine tree out of the ground and snap it in half. Unbelievable creatures.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
A really quick thing here on verse 2 where it says that they took them wives of all which they chose. Like, a lot of people, when they read that verse, they're thinking, like, you know, the marriage ceremony and the church, the chapel, this, that, and the other, and all that kind of stuff. And this is literally like a very violent encounter. And I'm not saying that it's always violent the way that they select it, but they took them.
Took them, it was a caveman deal. Go out with the club, come back with a wife. And there was no marriage ceremony. You slept with a woman.
That was it.
You were married.
That's it. That's what I'm reading here.
To all of our listeners, the women you've slept with, you're basically married in God's eyes. So.
Congrats.
Aren't you thankful the law does not exist anymore? God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. Wow, that is a powerful statement.
Oh my God, yes. Yes.
God regrets? Wait a minute here. God is perfection, right? Mm-hmm. But he, along with his perfect creation, installed free will. And out of the free will, God has inherited some regret. The Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast. Why beast? Because of what I just said earlier.
Absolutely.
The animal kingdom. And you've got to do a lot of reading You got to get into the apocryphal books. You got to do a lot of reading to realize back in the garden, the animal kingdom was sentient and there was communication between man and animals. It was, they weren't the lower class. Well, I mean, in God's hierarchy, man was the highest, yes, but the animals were sentient and there was communication and understanding. And we're going to see where that changes right after the flood here. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Remember that word there, heart, because you're going to see it all throughout this Bible. And that's what the entire Bible was written about, was the heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. This is the Almighty God said, wow, am I sorry I did this? But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Now, you have to look at that line very closely. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. As the sons of Seth began to multiply, they were interbreeding with the lines of Cain. This one here was not. Noah was perfect in his generations. There was none of the seed of the serpent in his family line. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. You go to the book of Jubilees, I believe it is, it describes Noah and his three sons. He said, it describes them as cows, and an offspring of white bull, a red bull, and a black bull. And we're going to see how that plays out later as these three lines go their separate ways and do their separate things and become the people that eventually populate the land of Canaan and Europe and Africa. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood, rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die.
Wherein there is the breath of life.
Yes.
Right, that to me right there, right, which we noted in the Genesis, saying that creation, yep, some of the things got the breath of life and other things were just created.
God took the dust of the earth, created Adam, and breathed the breath of life into him. You're right.
Right.
Everything which has a soul.
Right.
And there are lots of things other than man that have a soul.
Yes, sir.
Under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. Now, we just seen the blueprint that God gave to Noah. All right, Jonathan, take that blueprint and build this boat.
Yeah.
He obviously gave him more than that. He gave him spiritual knowledge. You go to the book of Enoch, and you see the description of Noah when he was born. His father was afraid of him because of his countenance. He says he appears as the son, as a son of God. Brilliant, and he grew so large and strong that his own father feared him. Not in any kind of physical fear, but what is this, and where did it come from,
yes,
and how was it born from me?
Right.
God had a purpose for Noah, and he put a special purpose, a special spirit in that body, and one of understanding and one of physical strength. I mean, if you go, I visited the ark they built up in Tennessee. There are timbers in that thing that weigh tons.
Right.
I mean,
you just go here and throw this boat together.
There was a little more knowledge needed to build that boat than what was given right there.
Yes,
but
sir.
God instilled it in him from the day he was born for this purpose, which God does so many times throughout this book. This person is born for this purpose. You know, even like the blind man that Jesus healed.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Master, who sinned, his fathers and mother or him that he was blind? Neither. He was put here like that so I could show you today that I could open his eyes, you know?
Yeah. Just God, for me to come along and be like,
yeah, exactly.
You're healed.
For your purpose, your understanding.
Right.
But with thee I will establish my covenant. Thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, shall thou bring into the ark. To keep them alive with thee, thou shalt be male, they shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep thee them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Chapter 7, Book of Genesis. You're here with Dave and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and the female, and the beast that are not clean by two, the male and the female. Now this is very interesting because the law has Levitical law has not been given. Mm-hmm. But God is referring here to the Levitical law.
Right.
Because Levitical law spells out what is clean and can be eaten of animals and what is unclean and can't be eaten. But we're hundreds of years away from Levitical law. But again, chapter 7, verse 2, of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. So obviously, human beings have already begun eating animals.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And that too, with what you were saying about how he got the kind of like, the instructions downloaded into him, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
This right here
yeah.
is like he had a major download.
Yeah. Of it was a Wi-Fi, clean. A spiritual Wi-Fi download. Yeah, because that would have taken probably three entire chapters to list what's clean and what's not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that the Lord had commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean and of fowls and of everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, male and female, as God had commanded Noah. And the book of Enoch also expounds on this. I mean, God brought these, and he's such a practical God. I'm sure he brought juveniles.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get no 16-ton elephant there. You got a juvenile. You know, he brought young, strong, young, healthy, and pure right. bloodlines. Again, right. seed of the serpent not only corrupted the seed of man, corrupted the animal kingdom also. But the book of Enoch says many more came there, animals wise, and it describes fights breaking out between the animals wanting to get on the ark.
Right.
And as well as what happens when men realize they've never seen rain before. Noah's been preaching it's going to rain for 100 years. He's crazy. He's building a boat. He's
Skywater?
600 what? Miles from the ocean. You know, he's a crazy old man. And building this boat for 100 years. Every time you go over there, when you go over there and holler insults at him, he preaches at you.
Yeah,
it's going to rain. What is this rain you're talking about?
You can come help us.
Yes, the Bible said what the Bible said. A dew came up and watered the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, never rained before. And it came to pass. We're at Genesis 7, chapter 7, verse 10. It came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened.
Stay tuned as we continue our journey through the scriptures on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. We'll be right back with more insightful discussions and exploration.